It's the start of a new month, and so we are giving attention to a new psalm of the month. We'll be singing this all throughout the month of March, and so that we will know what we're singing, I'm going to give a brief meditation on that. Let me read it first, Psalm 84. If you're using a Bible from the seats, it's on page 678. Psalm 84, this is God's word. To the chief musician, on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the songs of Korah, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold your shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a shield and sun. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Here in March, we are kicking off a new theme for our congregation, and that theme is running the race. And Psalm 84 is such an appropriate psalm for that subject because it has in mind the pilgrimage of the Christian life, the idea that there is a goal that is set before us and that we are progressing towards that goal. Verse 1 describes it as going to the tabernacle of God, going to the courts where the altar of God is. And so great is this goal that the psalmist says, one day in your courts is better than thousands without you. I'd rather stand in God's house than recline in the tents of wickedness. In speaking this way, the psalmist just makes it clear that our longing for God is answered in this life in our public worship, of going to the place where God meets with his people. This in turn makes it clear that our longing for God is answered by Christ, because as Savior and Lord, it is Jesus who brings us into the presence of God. You can see this especially in verse 9. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. What the psalmist is doing here is describing the earnest desire of our hearts to come into the presence of the Lord, and in the context of worship, that can only happen through the sacrifice that is made on our behalf. And that sacrifice is the anointed one that is named here. In fact, you might not recognize it, but the Hebrew word that is used here is the word Messiah. And hopefully you know that word. It literally means the anointed one. And our prayer as we come into the presence of the Lord to worship him is that the Lord would look on us through Jesus. And that's so appropriate, isn't it? Because it is Jesus who laid down his life for us. It is his blood that is shed for the remission of sins. It is his work as our high priest that mediates for us. In fact, you might think about how in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews draws this all together, says that Jesus is indeed our great high priest. He's the one who gave his life for the once for all sacrifice for sin, that he has passed through the heavens, he has entered into the presence of God behind the veil, into the very throne room of God, and there he lives to intercede for us. That's incredibly comforting, isn't it? That our worship is made possible through our Savior, Jesus Christ. The longing that we have to meet with God is made possible through Jesus. And I love the way that Psalm 84 describes it. It describes it very poetically as a sparrow finding a place of shelter within the courts of God, making a nest even on the altars of God. And that speaks to us, doesn't it? There is a frailty to our faith, a longing to be there, but our sin accuses us, our conscience pricks us, and we know that our sins need to be covered. But the Lord, through Christ, makes a home for us. In this life, we have an answer to that longing in our worship. But this psalm is about something more. It does mention our worship and the longing that's satisfied in Christ, but there is also a pilgrimage that we are on. There is still a destination for us, even as Christians, and that destination is to one day appear before the face of God himself. It has in mind the life of the Christian that is begun in this life through faith in Jesus Christ, and in our worship we experience the joys of that, being a child of God welcomed into his presence. But then we have our hearts set on a pilgrim's way the rest of our lives, until we one day see the face of God. At the end of our lives, each one of us will die and be welcomed into God's glorious presence because of Jesus once more. And that's what this psalm has in mind, is the pilgrimage of the Christian life that through Jesus leads us eventually at our deaths to appear in that very throne room of God because of Jesus. Between now and then, the pilgrimage sometimes goes through very difficult places, though, doesn't it? Psalm 6 describes going through what is named as the Valley of Baca. We don't really know exactly what's being described here. It is most commonly translated as the Valley of Tears or the Valley of Weeping. And isn't that also so poignant and honest? Because the Christian life does indeed go through many valleys of tears and troubles. And even contemplating our deaths or the death of a loved one can be one of those valleys that we go through. But the pilgrimage is a longing that is expressed and is satisfied even though that pilgrimage goes through valleys of tears. You are already a child of God, but not yet at your finish line. Our hearts are set in that pilgrim way, not just to appear before the Lord in worship. That is a proximate good. That is a this life gift that is given to us. It satisfies a part of our longing. But there is more, to appear before the Lord at the end of our lives and at the consummation of Jesus' second coming. Now, longing is satisfied in Jesus. So as we sing this, I pray that the Lord Jesus himself would strengthen you for the race that we run together. We'll be singing this throughout the month. We'll sing the A selection to start off with, but the B will be our psalm of the month. So 84A, please stand to sing to the Lord.